John Archer is a really interesting guy, and I want to talk to him about the website he's created called New Zealand Folk Song. There are heaps of songs, train songs, tramping songs, sea shanties, Celtic Christmas songs, and over the years his love of folk music and of music has seen him collate all of the lyrics, chords, so that people can enjoy these folk songs of our land. There's a stack of Pākehā songs and a whole lot of Māori songs in there as well. In fact, one of the country's most popular music websites, New Zealand Folk Song, has around 200 waiata on the site. John Archer now lives in Ōhākone, but he's been teaching, photojournalist, but a lover of folk songs. And he's kindly with us for a kōrero all today. My name's Dale. Thanks for joining us on the show today. John, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm tempted to ask you to sing straight away, but I won't. We'll hold that off for just a tick, John.
Okay.
Okay, John. Well, firstly, can I take my hat off to you, mate, for your focus here? Because, you know, managing a website, putting new material into it, 400 pages, songs are plenty, many that most of us wouldn't know existed or have at least forgotten. What is the driver for you to compile all of this waiata from all different directions into the one site, New Zealand Folk Song? What's behind this for you?
Really, I was a country kid who joined the drift to the cities, and I didn't realise that at the time. I lived at Mangamahu, halfway down the Wangahoo River, and I'm now based at Ōhākone. I'm further up the Wangahoo, so I'm still on my river. And I was a bright kid by myself out in the country, and I became a Marist brother in the Catholic schools teaching, and I ended up being sent to secondary schools in big cities. And it got worse and worse. It was totally alienating. So I wanted to get back to my country roots. And I left the brothers, and I've sort of lived on the edge of cities. And then I finally got back in by my mountain. And I've sung songs that were about Mangamahu. And then I looked at other songs that were about shearing and haymaking and gold mining and all the rest of it, and I realised that was helping me get back to my rural roots. That's a hard word.
Yeah. Well, look, I know there are a heap of songs there, and there's a lot of waiata as well, and so, you know, there's no distinction. These are all New Zealand songs. You've deliberately put waiata into the mix alongside sea shanties and sharing sharing shed waiata. Why so, John? Why this sort of celebration of music, irrespective of language?
Well, I was in a folk club and they were all singing Pākehā songs, and by the time I got to about year 2000, I decided to put, the internet came along, so I started putting them on the internet for other Pākehā kids like myself who had gone into the cities so they could get back to their country roots. And then Kiri Te Kanawa brought out a record, Kiri Sings Māori, and all these people in Europe who had been following her opera career, Kiri Sings Puccini, Kiri Sings whoever else it was. And then, who is this person, Māori? So they found she was singing New Zealand folk songs, so suddenly I was being bombarded from Germany and France for the meaning of Poor Kadi Kadiana and Mehe.
I'm hoping you've got your guitar next to us. I might ask you to sing a song in a moment.
Hey, I don't play the guitar much now, but I'm more a word man than a music man. It's the words fascinate me. I think we only put music to them, to the words, so we can help them. But then they started, so I thought, well, we sung those at school, and I don't want to be racist, so I put all of kiddie songs on the internet, and then other people started, Maori people started writing and asking for other songs, and I found Toby Rikihana's book on Maori. He had 300 Maori songs in translation, so I copied those, and then school kids started asking me for songs that weren't in his book, and I took the challenge up. What was a Kapi Oi Oi, which is one of my favourite songs. It's got a really good tune. And it's all about going back from the town to the country too and greeting people back from town. And so I started doing that, and then I got better and better at it. And I couldn't speak Maori, but as a Maoris brother, I'd worked in Fiji and I'd learnt to speak Fijian. And it's basically the Fijian and Maori are two dialects of the same language. And so I started doing translations of the songs. And then I found interesting words. So I Google had come along by that stage, by about 2004 or so. And I had a wonderful time hunting through Google. And Google's got better and better at finding strange meanings and weird Maori words. Yeah.
Well, here's a test for you, test case. I'll read a little bit. You tell me what song it's from. There's the Sheila in Refreshments, and she's pouring cups of tea. And my heart jumps like a rabbit when she pours a cup for me. She's got hair for flaming yellow and lips for flaming red. And I'll love that flaming Sheila.
Till I'm up and gone and dead.
Yeah.
That was it. Now, I learned that. That was published in The Listener in about 1956. And we were learning poems at school at the time, and I rapidly learnt that off. And that was my party piece as a poem for about 10 years. I never realised it had a tune to it.
No, well, let it go.
That was my second New Zealand folk song or folk poem. And the first one I learnt was Dulcie in the Mower. Have you ever heard?
No, but I am looking forward very much to hearing a few verses of it. The stage is yours, John.
Dulcie wandered far away in the bush one summer's day. Hills she climbed and creeks she crossed. Well, I learnt this when I was 4 years old. My auntie taught it to me.
You're going good. You're going good. Keep going.
Till she found out she was lost. Then she found a little track which she hoped might bring her back. Suddenly the bushes stirred. Out there stepped a great big bird. Ooh, she cried, good gracious me.
Oh,
a moor that I see. Please don't eat me, moor dear. Said the moor, never fear. You've been told that I'm extinct, but I'm not. And here he winked. If on my back you take a ride, we can travel far and wide. Boom.
Boom. Hey, beautiful. That's the moor song. And there are hundreds of songs like that on the website. Other piece I was quoting was Taumara Nui on the Main Trunk Line.
Oh, that was 10 years later I learnt that one, yeah. But they were sort of songs from the backcountry, yeah.
Yeah, good on you. There's some lovely Māori songs in there, and some of our greatest writers I know too, John, Tweeny Awai, all the songs we've come to love, and a lot of them from the Sharing Sheds, which is really neat. This is like a...
Tweeny Sharing Shed one, it's sort of in pidgin, really. It jumps from English to Māori and then back again, and it's all local stuff. You sing it, but, you know, you can almost figure out what Sharing Shed they were in. Yeah.
Fantastic. I like Playground those. Rhymes. You've written a few yourself too, John.
Yeah, Thompson's Bus is my best one. That's going back to the country where everybody in the cities, no one gives a damn who you are and they don't know anything about you. But you go back to Mangamahu or wherever your home village is, and everybody knows you, and even if you've been away for 30 years, that's really what I've done in Thompson's Bus.
There were cream cans with our luggage, loaves of bread behind our seat. On Jury Hill we stopped to fill an apple box with meat. The school kids perched on mailbags and the Chronicles, what a crush. At Fordell's store, a whole lot more got crammed in Thompson's bus. That's
I just wrote that at the time, and I didn't realise there was probably 100 Thompson's buses around the country. And I went to America once, and that was a song they liked most. I went to Wisconsin because there'd been Thompson's buses or Henderson's buses or French's buses or whoever, you know, all over the world just about.
Here's some of his titles. These are songs, the Mangamahu Ballads, and these are the songs that our guest John Archer has written. A Wet Dag Crutching Blues, which is pretty intriguing. A barbed wire Annie, and the Lady Loader Driver.
Oh yeah,
Puketapu.
The lady Loader Driver. That was written about a real story. Everyone was singing deep and meaningful songs, and I was in the folk club, and I wanted a duet, and I wanted a love song, so I wrote one about a girl who wanted to. Not end up being a farmer's wife. She wanted to be a worker, and I'd met a real girl like that. I asked her what the job was, and she said, "I'm a mechanic." So it all comes from little bits put together.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hey, out of curiosity, there are 400 pages on the site. What's the most visited page?
It has changed. It was when I started off, it was Kamati. And then it became Por Katakatiana, and during the COVID pandemic, Wellerman, soon may the Wellerman come. It was they were whalers stuck on the seashore and couldn't go anywhere, and people during the pandemic felt the same, and at the moment it's. Oh, my brain's gone dead.
Well, that's two of us too. And anyway, I've got to finish our conversation, John. What a pleasure it has been to meet you, John Archer. Thank you for the mahi.
Good, thank you. To Te Ramaina Iwi, so there you go.
Bringing us all together. Oh, it's been neat having a cordial with you, John.
Thank you for having me to talk to you, And I hope you visit the website and look for mistakes and tell me what they are so I can make it better.
Hey, you've been doing a great job for all of us with your folk song website. Thanks very much, John. Nice talking with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. John Archer.